Pray with me, please. Most merciful God, we thank you for all the blessings you poured upon us, but most especially for that blessing of life eternal with you in paradise, purchased through the shed blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. And I pray you'll fill my mouth with worthwhile stuff and close it when I've said enough. Amen. Be seated, please. Long, long, long ago, when Charlene and I were going through missions training with the South American Missionary Society of the Episcopal Church in a lovely little hamlet called Union Mills, North Carolina, a wide spot on Highway 21, we had a visiting instructor come from Upper England. His name was the Reverend Canon Bob Smith. He had a delightful accent, very British. And he would quote from that reading from the first letter of John, and his words were, "If we say we have no sins, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us." And I can remember the way he'd say that. And it was always such a wonderful thing to hear, because it's an absolute, positive, truthful statement. If we say we have no sin, then we deceive ourselves. Because every moment of every day, of every hour of eternity, we sin. Can't help it. It's part of this human nature. It's how we live, it's how we react, it's how we think, how we move, how we breathe. We're sinning. We try to do good, to do better, but that's all we can do is try. And we deceive ourselves, because that's in the human nature of mankind. All of us got clay feet. You walk around on a wet day and pretty soon your feet have dissolved up to your ankles. We're humans. We're humans. That is the nature of the human animal, is to be sinful, prideful, envious, greedy, having lustful thoughts, having harmful thoughts toward other people. And no matter how I try in my daily life to be good, and I don't mean to be, "Yes, Lord, I'm very good," and being pious. When I try to be pious, most people think I have a problem with gas. So, forget pious. Pious is not in my description. I'm a sinner. And you can put that like a scarlet letter on the front of my tunic here. I'm a sinner. There's no health in me. It is only through the sacrifice that one man made. And I know he looked down from that cross and he saw me 2 millennia later. And he probably shook his head and got, "Oh my goodness, what is it? Oh, you realize I'm doing this for you?" Yeah, I do realize it. I do realize what you're doing, your sacrifice is for me. And all I can do as a good Catholic youth was go, "Mea culpa, mea culpa, mea maxima culpa." Through my fault, my most grievous fault. I'm a sinner. Mea maxima culpa. I'm the biggest one of all. Like, we can't judge good on a scale against evil. There was the old mythological game about how when you got to the blessed realm in Egypt, that Horus would take your heart and put it on the pan of the scale against a feather. And if the feather was heavier than your heart, you were a good person. But if your heart was heavier than the feather, you were just a human being and you were frail and you were bad and you didn't deserve anything. I got a heavy heart. It'd take about a whole duck full of feathers to balance it out. Now, maybe a turkey, I'm not sure. But if we say we have no sins, we deceive ourselves. Probably won't deceive a whole lot of people, but basically we deceive ourselves. And there is no truth in us. So confess your sins with a joyful and a happy thought in your mind that I know that Joshua, that Jesus hung on that cross to forgive me. And it's a personal thing. I remember as coming up as a young Catholic youth in the buckle of the Bible Belt of Bethel community, I was always hit with questions from some of my classmates who, being good Baptist youth, well, you knew the questions. Do you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ? And I would laugh and smile. Oh, sure, sure, sure. But guess what? I didn't. I didn't have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ when I was 21 years old. I skated through life as a youth, doing whatever I wanted to do, when I wanted to do it, and devil take the hindmost. I could have cared less, because it had never been pounded into my head. Now the nuns did a good deal of work on me. All they did was mess up my penmanship, getting whacked on the hand with that ruler so many times. And then they give you a D in penmanship. Well, you cripple me, woman, what are you doing? But I did not know who Jesus Christ was. I had the brain knowledge. I'd read scripture, I'd studied. I even took classes in the Old and New Testament at university. That's head knowledge. I didn't have heart knowledge. And in every human heart, there's a space, an open space. There's only one thing that will ever fill that space up, and that is when you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior to come into your life and fill your heart. That's when you know salvation. That's when you know that God is good. And that's when you know that you have a chance. Now you can pluck him right back out and throw him away and keep on going where you're going. But God and Jesus Christ are both gentlemen. Because as many times as you take him out and throw him away, he stands ready to come right back in.
we're valuable to him. He doesn't want to lose us. He'll stand there every moment just waiting for you to invite him back into your life. That's the only way we'll ever make it off of this world. That's the only way we will ever get to be perfected humans. When we shuffle off this mortal coil, we don't become angels. Angels are created beings. Our humanity is perfected. Because we can't see God's face unless we're sinless and perfect. And when we get to heaven, we'll see him in all his radiance, in all his splendor, in all his glory. And the best that we can do at that time is stand in front of his throne and hold our hands up and sing, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna to God in the highest. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Choose what you're going to do in life. Make your own choice. But always be sure that you're accountable for your choice. Choose God. Choose Jesus. Choose salvation. And do not deceive yourselves by saying, I have no sin. That's a lie. We all sin. Every time we inhale, exhale, every time our heart pumps a little bit of blood into a vessel, we sin. Nature of the beast. But we don't have to be beast. We can be forgiven. We can be accepted. We can be called to the bosom of God and held in his embrace, and he'll say to us, well done, my good and faithful servant. Enter into your joy. There's no sweeter prize than that. No greater joy, no greater blessing.